You going?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Hi, welcome to the Hypermedia Podcast. I'm Scott Morgan.
And I'm Moneymaker Mike.
What? Moneymaker?
Because I'm making monies. And that's one of my clients on the phone.
Oh, give me some money. You're going to get it then?
No. There you go.
Oh, is that the PA got that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, slightly off topic straight away.
Yeah, well, you're a bit unprepared, aren't you, this week of research?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've got three or four games to talk about.
Off the top, this is off the top of your head. If you guys could see my list on my iPad compared to what's
iPad.
In your brain.
Yeah, my brain's bigger than your iPad, though.
Yeah, right.
There's 128 gigs worth of storage in here.
I've got 16.
Right.
Liars.
So anyway, what's the... Let's start off with a little conversation. Nothing media related. We almost didn't have a podcast last time, did we?
That was funny.
We record onto a device with an SD card in it. We take it out and then put it in the laptop. Yeah, I was that tired. I put the SD card in the DVD drive. And that was gone.
That was a mission to get out.
That took us ages.
We thought it was a goner, yeah. But then we tried.
Had to get the Bear Grylls knife out.
Is that what we use? Yeah. The pen knife?
Yeah. And then dish that one out. So
just got it out.
We've also got to make an apology, because Scott's a bellend.
Why?
Yeah, all the other podcasts are going to be on SoundCloud. You know, the amazing account I made that's got unlimited space. It doesn't.
Well, I thought it did, but they're all tight bastards like everyone else, so...
So, where are they going to be?
Well, I've got a friend, Sam Tree.
You've got a friend?
Yeah, I've got many friends. Sam Tree, he's helped us out. He's letting us use his server, and we're going to start uploading all our stuff on there. Unlimited space we have, Mike. Unlimited.
So is it on his website?
It's on his server that he uses. It's not on his website.
Right,
it's okay. On his server.
Okay, so we get our own host name.
Well, we use the... Yeah.
Why did a huge smile just come up on your
head? Because I stopped speaking because I didn't know if it was mentioned in our website, but I'm just going to say
Well,
you
just said it now, haven't you?
Yeah, I know.
Just fucking... Yeah,
I've got a website coming.
Oh, explicit already.
Yeah, spoiler. I've got a website coming, so we've got to kind of make that work properly.
Yeah, it's just a general website at the moment where you can actually watch all our videos and listen to our podcast in one place.
It's not up yet, though, so...
It is?
No.
Is it not?
No.
The videos are?
Yeah, you can watch videos, but they're not on, like... Our website's not up.
So we dish in the free webs one?
I don't know yet.
Oh my god.
I don't know what we're doing yet.
We're like 5 minutes in and we got nowhere and we just decided that the website we spent about 2 hours on last week might just actually get destroyed.
No, we're going to use it.
But that one's up. You just said we don't have one up yet.
It's not up properly.
Well, it is, because you can go on it.
Well,
Nibbles and Stains.
Don't tell them what it is! Don't tell them... It's like covering the mic with my hand like it's going to stop you talking. No, don't tell them, because we haven't finished it yet. And they'll be going to a website like, oh, this is crap. It's like half done.
Get on with it. Scott at the cinema, what you got?
What I've seen?
I don't know, you're usually at the cinema a bit. What have you got?
Is that the bit that I've seen?
Everything at the cinema.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring these up straight away, because you just had to quickly watch one before we started the podcast.
I don't know what you're
about. You're bad at researching. The newest trailers that have come out over the last 2 weeks. First of all, we're going to go straight in there with World War Z. Brad Pitt zombie film that everyone's kind of waiting for. Looks amazing, but you got about 10 seconds in the trailer and started skipping through it. Didn't even give it a chance,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, and then I looked at one bit and was like, no. What's that film? It's all like handheld. And like the creature comes
Cloverfield.
Down. Cloverfield. It looked a bit. There was a bit that just looked a bit like that, and I was like, "No, dumb, it's gone."
I'm gonna make you watch it afterwards because it's good.
Yeah,
give it a proper chance. You watch like 10 seconds of it, and you're like, "Skip."
10 seconds was enough to work out that was shit.
That is gonna be amazing.
When's that out?
Next year, sometime.
So it's not really at the cinema then.
No, mm-hmm. I'm doing trailers.
Okay, so we changed.
Doing, yeah, sorry. Changed, yeah, yeah. Okay. We'll go to that in a sec. But I just wanted to bring that up because you're a retard.
Right.
I've also got 21 and Over, where you're probably going to hate it, because I will. It's from the guys of The Hangover. Let's move on.
yeah.
We've got Silent Night.
Wait a minute, can I just say, last time we went over a film was because it had Seth Rogen in. I got moaned at because of that.
By who?
My mate at work.
Well,
weren't you guys like Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen's crap, mate.
Yeah. He was alright in 40-Year-Old Virgin, but that was it.
Never seen it.
That's actually alright.
Nah.
You haven't seen it?
Nah.
You haven't seen it?
No.
You can't just say I haven't seen it and then it's alright. Nah.
I don't want to see it, because he's in it. Right, that's it. Just have a drink while we're recording.
Alright, sorry.
Also got Silent Night. That's a remake of a horror about a murderer Santa Claus. Yeah. I thought I'd mention that because I know you love Christmas.
Silent this might
be right up your alley. But, yeah.
Holy night.
Dickhead. We also have Warm Bodies. There's a new film coming out. It's got... what's his name? The guy who played the main guy in Skins Series 1. Nicholas Holt.
Yeah.
That actor. Yeah, he's in it. He's like a zombie. And then he like someone finds love and then comes back to life as a human. Sorry, I just spot the end in there as well, probably. That's in the trailer.
Alright, next film.
Yeah. Should I go straight to the cinema?
What, where were we a minute ago, like 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, sorry.
Alright, got him.
Yeah, well, in the cinema last few weeks is I saw Skyfall the other day.
I think, yeah, that's something else I can talk about.
What? You weren't
next
disappointed.
Next film.
No, say. Were you disappointed? No, you were you?
Yeah.
How, well, really badly? Or just a little bit?
Just wasn't a bomb film.
Yes,
and
it was.
It was so overrated. So overrated.
Yeah, brilliant. Loved it.
You're one of those people that's like, oh, Halo is going to be an amazing game, so I'm going to pretend to like it even though it's not. It's just overrated and people are just going to follow it because of the amount of advertising.
It might have been a bit overrated.
You've been brainwashed
into
thinking, it's not a bomb film.
It's good.
But it's not. If it wasn't Bond...
Why is it not a bomb film?
It just didn't feel like it at all. No women to charm. No gadgets.
Yeah, my mates mentioned the gadgets as well.
There was just nothing... I know they're trying to give it a new feel with Daniel Craig, but it just wasn't... I still think he's good, but... And then, spoiler alert!
No, don't.
It's... Yeah, I will. It's been out for bloody 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Alright, sorry. God.
Spoiler alert, so it's coming up for the next 10 seconds, so mute it. M dies.
Oh no.
And then the this is the best bit. The guy that was above her gets her role when she dies. So he gets demoted. So explain that one.
Alright, God, you get so defensive over it. I liked it.
And yeah.
It's a good bomb.
I'm not gonna go into that bit either, so
it was so I'm glad they like kept it all in England.
They didn't
mostly. Compared to the other films, so like going country to
your
country.
Your Facebook status was like, yeah, country to country. There was about 4 different countries in that film.
Yeah, and then in the other ones, it's like 10.
It was
mostly in Britain, which I liked. And I liked the underground scene where he was like, going through the underground and all this. I was like, yeah, it's London there.
Yeah, London, what a great place. So, I think the baddie was good. I think he was really good at his part.
Yeah.
But,
that was funny when he was coming on to Bond.
Yeah.
Everyone in the cinema was laughing.
Yeah. So that was about it.
Wow. God, I didn't go and see it with you then. You would have just been like, ugh.
Where was the good car?
Only for it.
No, they didn't have enough money. It's like when the helicopters came into that island and they were so fake, it was ridiculous.
I think that's why it wasn't the best. Because they had budget issues.
Yeah, I know.
And that's why it was probably mostly in England.
Yeah. They definitely did, because it previously went bankrupt, didn't it? That's why there haven't been one for so long.
That's really weird, isn't it? And then this one's become like the best one ever. And they haven't apparently needed the money.
Because they've milked it. That's the only reason it's become the best one ever. Literally.
Well, I'm sure the next one then is going to be amazing.
Well, I hope so.
Because I'm sure they have a lot of money to spend.
Got an amazing actress for Many Penny now.
Fucking hell. Oh, I love her!
Oh, yeah, okay. Right, moving on.
She's a mech. What's wrong with her? She's so awesome. Is it Naomi Harris?
Oh, she's so awesome, Scott. You tell me.
I love her.
Okay.
Really good actress. She's not on enough, though.
Too much, some might say. Right, anyway.
Silent Hill 2?
We've talked about this every episode.
Have we? Well, I've only just seen it. I saw it Tuesday night.
All right, you've seen it now. Okay, right. We can actually talk about it then. Go on.
I loved it. No, I didn't. It was all right. It was better than the first one.
Well, the first one wasn't that much to go on, was it?
No. But it was good. It's good. If you like Silent Hill, see it.
A proper review on that, or is it just good?
Well, you haven't seen it, and you'll probably just diss it anyway if I say it's good.
Come on, media student, I want to hear an in-depth review about this.
Like what? okay, like the graphics and that, really good. So much better than before.
Was it a video game? Do you mean the visual effects?
What did I say?
Graphics.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the visual
the
effects.
The titles at the beginning were amazing.
Yeah, the visual effects and set designs were amazing.
No.
I love it. It's really good.
Acting?
No, it was all right. It was
any
good.
More barbed wire going into Minge?
No, no. That is disgusting in the first one. I hate that. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's literally it. Are you just going on Cineworld in Whitney, though?
Well, I've got... I literally watched a film today that's not in cinemas anymore, though. If you want to talk about that.
What's that?
Lockout.
Why have I heard of that?
Guy Pearce. Maggie Grace.
What happens in it?
Prison in space. Goes tits up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He looks a bit like Mark Wahlberg, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. He does. A little.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
No, I thought it might not be. I
was impressed.
It looked a bit B-rated.
They were kind of, most of their marketing was like, from the producers, Taken! And they were just, they were trying to, like, flood that at you like it was going to be amazing. Nah. I wasn't impressed.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Good, you're not impressed in the film.
But it did have, do you know who Joseph Gilgun is?
No.
No. Well, he's in Misfits. And This Is England. You'll
recognise. I've seen This Is England.
You'll recognise. He stands out. Really British
what one is he in
guy.
This Is England?
He's in all of it.
No, which one was he?
I don't know. I've never seen the show. Or the film.
Oh, okay. I thought you did film studies. We did it in film studies at college.
Oh, that was like fucking 6 years ago.
It really was in the school.
Okay,
it was about
four.
Four.
But I don't remember. But he was amazing at it.
Okay.
That's all my at the cinema, because there's been nothing on this week to watch, and I've been very annoyed.
Very
and
annoyed.
It took me 2 weeks to see Skyfall.
Well, at least you've had some time to do something
in
your own life. When did I see it? When I told you I was going to see it. That Friday.
Oh, I don't remember.
The night after the podcast.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, whatever.
And we all came out of it just like... no.
Yeah.
So...
Right, yeah. I'm going to move on from film for a bit.
Right.
Should we go to games?
Yeah, let's go to games.
Go to games?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what have you just downloaded, literally? As I walked in
I didn't download it. I got Little Big Planet Cartoon on the PS3.
Yeah.
Been looking forward to this game so much. And then Killjoy Scott comes round and stops me from playing it. And then put it in a minute ago, because it's like the first 5 minutes I've had to myself for 2 weeks.
It's not my fault.
Yeah. And then had to do an update. That took about 7 minutes. And then you don't get an option. It just installs it to the hard drive.
Oh, wow.
So, don't know how much space of my memory that took up. no, it looks like it's going to be a good game when I get into it. Like an amazing game. I love Little Big Planet.
Probably the only decent Big Planet they've done.
Yeah, because the others were crap.
Yeah. I'm not really a big fan. Actually, I'm not a fan. I never played them.
Just because you're an Xbox fanboy.
PlayStation's a shit.
Yeah, there he is. Xbox fanboy coming up.
Right, let's move on from that.
Yeah, I can't really talk about it because someone stopped me from playing it.
Sorry.
So,
sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sorry, it's just what I've seen on the list. I know. I'm going to bring it up because we want to rant about it so much.
Yeah, I know what you're on about.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
I didn't even know it was out. Can you believe that?
Well, I actually forgot it was... it was a week after Halo 4. I thought it was a while after, but it's literally come out yesterday.
Was it?
No. Tuesday or Wednesday?
From all the videos I've seen, it looks like every other Call of Duty.
Yep. Totally agree.
With a different number on it.
And an extra... Yeah, just change the art cover.
And an extra £40 from your wallet.
Gone.
It's like FIFA.
Down the shitter.
It's just like FIFA. It's Call of Duty. Call of Duty isn't EA, is it? I'd be surprised though. Well, the Medal of Honor wasn't it? Yeah, we won't talk about that again. No, but Call of Duty, what is it doing?
Terrible game,
like,
isn't
people,
it?
People, please stop
buying it,
and then it will stop coming out every year, and then you won't be wasting.
They're gonna start doing it like twice a year now, I reckon.
If you think about it, it's £40 limited edition. If you get that, as an extra £20, £40 a year on Xbox Live if you've got an Xbox, and then that bloody Call of Duty Online Elite.
Season pass and all that
which is
shit.
An extra. Why would you do it yourself? Why? The games are so shit.
They're all the same. If you want to play a Call of Duty game, just play the first one.
I tell you what, though, they must have got some realism, because I got in touch with an SAS soldier a couple of weeks ago, talked to him about the game. Apparently, in real life, he once jumped out of a 20-story building, span round about 10 times, and then no-scoped someone with a sniper rifle 2 miles away, and landed. Apparently, it's real. Apparently, that happens.
All right. Okay. Is that part of the game?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know.
That happens all the time in the game.
Oh.
Because that's how much skills required. Okay. You can just...
Well, when I was around my mates the other day, and he was wouldn't stop playing the fucking phone. And I swear all it was doing was just... He was driving a car for like an explosive action scene or town. I was like, what's going on?
Was it the campaign?
Yeah. I was like, are we going to play a game or what? Well, are we just in cars driving around explosions and people in my way?
I think that's the thing I don't get about Call of Duty. I don't know anyone that plays it for the campaign. They just play it for online.
They always go
but
online.
The online doesn't change. The
online's terrible.
In any
that's
game.
The worst thing about it.
Oh, I love Black Ops because it's got zombies.
Great.
Just play fucking Left 4 Dead. I don't care.
It's terrible, isn't it?
It's money-grabbing bastards, just like EA.
Well,
with...
I'm just going to bring it up. It's going on for record-breaking sales as well.
It's things like that that make me want to cut myself.
Like last year, what was it? Medal of Honor 3?
Call of Duty, mate.
Yeah. Oh my god, I did it again! Modern Warfare 3, whatever that is.
Warfighter. Yeah.
That broke records last year,
yeah.
Selling, and now this Black Ops 2 is topping it. So all you losers, please...
We're going to lose so many.
Please stop playing it.
We're
going to
lose like 4 of our 6 listeners.
I don't care. Please stop playing it, because it's crap.
Yeah.
And you're giving them what they want.
Yeah.
That's why the game never changes, guys, because they know you suckers would just get the money.
They're making millions and they're not even doing anything.
No.
The whole year, they just...
They're just like, let's just do something a little different.
New levels, which they can easily make for DLC, and they're just packing it in a new game for £40. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Next.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
No.
The second trailer got released yesterday, Wednesday. I didn't see anything different in it compared to the first trailer.
I thought you liked Grand Theft Auto.
I don't mind it. I only like playing online. I get a bit bored of the stories. Because when I play a campaign, I like to be in it. I don't like to confine the missions. I like to just be chucked in it and just do it.
I like free roam and like missions and that, but it's just... Grand Theft Auto missions are so boring. And then after about 10, I just decided to get in a car and just kill as many people as I can. And then... But no, Saints Row... So it's all about Saints Row now. Saints Row is just
crap.
Which one have you played?
All of them. I've given them all a go.
Online?
No. I don't know.
Play it online.
Why are you bringing that shit up?
Because it's like a better version of Grand Theft Auto by miles. Funniest online game co-op ever. Hands down.
Right.
Ever.
I didn't like it.
Gosh, you're so picky.
I'm probably going to get Grand Theft Auto 5 though.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Grand Theft Auto 5. Just so I can play online with my friends. I didn't like doing the free mode. I don't know why.
Nah. I ain't getting it. Next.
Okay. Well, came out last week. Best game ever.
Oh, God.
Don't say that, because you've been on it.
Yeah, the servers crashed twice.
That was release day. They weren't going to be
on.
Amazing.
Don't release a game and not be ready for it, eh?
Dude, that's like every game.
Main franchise and game of the Xbox, and they fuck it up.
Yeah, if you didn't know, we're talking about Halo 4.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, do you want to play it online? Yeah, all right, that's fine. Do you want to play it with some friends? Go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God. It was release day.
What?
The servers were going to be crap.
It would matchmake, but you couldn't matchmake with friends.
Yeah, because the connections and that, because it was crap.
No, you can connect with other people, but your friends. I know it's fine.
So why are you moaning about it?
Because I don't get much time to play on the Xbox, and that was like one of the 2 days I've actually played on it. So I've actually only played on it once where it's working.
My fault, is it? You should cut down your hours.
Yeah. Says Mr. fucking Sainsbury's over there.
31 hours a week, mate. That's all I do.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, I bet
anyway,
you do.
Halo 4.
I wouldn't mind that either.
Did you like Halo 4?
Campaigns as shit as ever. Don't give a toss about them.
Fucking hell.
I've had the same issue as you. Didn't get the achievement for Mission 2.
Did you play all the way through?
Yep.
Oh, because I... But did you stop?
Yeah, and then we came back to it.
Oh,
but
my
from
God.
The right, from the right checkpoint.
That's what I did, and it didn't give me. So no. I did it all again.
Yeah, bastards.
Oh, Halo.
We're doing Legendary as well. And it's taking ages.
Yeah, I'm doing on Legendary.
And, I was getting really pissed off a bit the other day, and then, And I was like, right, we've got a tactic here. Let's do it. Then a ship came through the window and, like, stuff got sucked towards it.
Yeah.
I got killed by a box. By a box.
Oh, wow.
And then... I have to admit, online has been as funny as I thought it would be. Online's that's the only reason I bought it, was so for the online, because I've been having so many laughs on it.
I am a little disappointed with the online, because I don't like much of the maps.
No.
They're a bit shit.
They are.
And I was expecting them to bring more like classic Halo maps. And I've seen one.
Yeah, Valhalla.
That's it. I've seen one. I'm like, where's the others?
But they changed the name to like...
I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, something Gar or something.
Bangarok or something?
Bangarok. Yeah, so I don't know what it's
but, and half the maps... I know there's tons of maps. I haven't even played half of them yet. Because they're for certain game types.
Have you not played Big Team Slayer?
Yeah, I played that.
That's
but like, if you play King of the Hill, they've got special maps for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have their own maps for certain players.
I haven't done any custom games yet. That's what used to be the best bit of Halo, when you got like loads of people in and just did like your own games.
Well, no one's made any maps yet. You said
they bought Swapback. Have they bought Doubles back yet?
No.
They're missing Doubles. They need multi-team and Doubles. One thing I will compliment on them is they've actually made an upgrade in the fucking graphics for once. The graphics were amazing. And I'm not talking about like the cutscenes. The actual gameplay graphics are actually looking good.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
So it's about time they did something.
I was surprised because I remember you. I think it was about a year or so. You said to me about Xbox haven't actually used their full potential graphics wise, and that game proved it. I was like, fucking hell, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's still not the best graphics I've seen, but it's definitely up there.
Like the cinematic graphics are amazing.
Yeah, but I'm not really caring about that unless it's in the game as well.
When me and my mate were playing the opening, and you know she sat at that table, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. My mate was like, I told him it was graphics. He's like, no, it's not. It's real. I was like, no, look, Adam, look closely. They are fake.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's that realistic.
Yeah, I think Churchy was like that when we started playing it.
Well, he thought they were real people.
Well, one of us did, and then the other was like, no, it's not.
So that's how good they are.
Yeah.
Blew me away.
But yeah, I'm playing it with Churchy. We're actually having a laugh in the campaign. It's challenging and legendary, but I just don't care. I don't even know what's going on in the story, apart from the bitch in your arms moaning and you got to take it back to Earth.
Does she always have a moan, though?
Does she change in every game? Why are her tits like bigger than my face?
No, it's just the graphics, don't they? They update her.
Yeah, okay.
She used to be more see-through, now she's more like solid.
Yeah, she's got a butt that won't quit.
She's got ass for days. But yeah, she's like having a malfunction, isn't she? And
seeing as
this is the start of a new trilogy, it's probably going to take 3 games to fucking fix her.
Is it actually a trilogy?
Yeah, they've announced it.
Is this the last one on the 360?
I don't know.
It's got to be.
Yeah, but they've been saying the new Xbox has been coming for years. Where is it?
Where's the new PlayStation?
Where is it?
Where's the new Nintendo? Oh, they rushed one out. And it's bollocks.
Everyone's like, oh, it's this year we're here from it at E3. I doubt it.
Yeah, no.
I'm guessing 2014 for a new game.
Yeah.
So Halo 5 will be released on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure Gears 4. Because I reckon Gears of War is going to go down the same path. Because it was Halo 3, then it was like ODST, and then Reach, which like everyone was like, I just want to go back to Halo. And now Gears are doing like Judgment, and they'll probably do shit. And then they'll be like, let's just do a Gears War 4!
Yeah, but I didn't see how they came without Cliff and Rod. Although I suppose...
Well, you say
I
that,
suppose Halo's
but...
gone without Bungie, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. True.
They can do it. Even though I don't want them to, because Gears War shit. You got nothing to talk about? Oh no, wait, you haven't got a list, have you?
Just got take me to TV. There. What have we got?
Take me to TV. Well, okay. I've still been watching Misfits. Don't know if you've been watching it.
Why would I watch Misfits?
Don't know. It's getting better now. I'm enjoying it. I like the new cast members. Why are you smiling at me like that?
Nothing. Oh. 'Cause you watch too much crap.
I know.
Anyway, carry on.
But I really like it.
Okay.
I'm very impressed. I thought the show might fail a bit, but there.
Any good things to talk about in the going on?
Have you never watched any of it?
Only the
Series 3?
No.
Okay. Well, this Joshua Gilgun from Lockout is in it.
Right.
And he has like 2 identities, but then we found out he had a 3rd one, and that was a very good episode they did. He was like really evil.
2 identities?
Yeah.
It's like working at Debenhams, expecting to be at 2 places at once.
Yeah. It's very good, but I'm surprised the show's actually still quite decent. I didn't think it was going to last long. But I don't reckon it'd get a 5th series.
Why? Well, not enough following.
Well, I don't know. It's just a bit... Because everyone, like, I hate it when they change casts. That's why Skins went down. Because it was good cast. Shit in series 2. Misfits are changing people every series now, and it's just going to be a crap.
Mm.
I think they should just stop this cast and go with new people somewhere else. So, except they're still at the community centre doing their community service. Like, you've been there for 4 years! In the same place, no cops have come or anything. How are you getting away with this?
Mm.
Ridiculous.
It's English, though, isn't it?
Yeah, British.
So.
Well, we probably just try and milk whatever we can.
Yeah.
Instead of getting the US imports. I fucking heard that, you bastard. Under your breath. I have a bit of TV news.
Okay. It's quite relevant, considering we're talking about TV.
Have you heard of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
From, what is it?
It's that American show with a guy that looks like a scrotum, according to... is it Family Guy? Or is it...
What?
It's the guy, the bald guy, isn't it? He's the detective. S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, not the S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D.
No. Oh.
Just S.H.I.E.L.D. One word.
I'm talking about scrotums and Family Guy.
Yeah, I don't know what you're on about there. I was miles away. Yeah. Anyway, shut up. S.H.I.E.L.D. It's a TV show. And it's going to be based in the Avengers universe. That starts filming.
Is it just about Captain America's...
No, it's got nothing to do... No superheroes going to be in it. I don't know what they're doing, but it's only based on agents in that universe or something. But it's they start filming in January, and Clark Craig... just spat on my iPad screen. Clay Croc... Lula. Clark
Clay
Craig. Craig, no! Clay... Wait. Clark Craig, there you go, returns in his role as Agent Phil. Coulson. He's in all the other Marvel films. And he died in The Avengers. Spoiler.
Don't have to watch it now, thank God.
But he's coming back to headline the show, so it's obviously going to be set before The Avengers.
You sure?
Shut up. God's sake. I'm going to move on because you clearly aren't interested, are you?
No.
I don't know if you're going to be interested in this, though, but An Idiot Aboard 3. No, okay.
More milking.
Well, it's a special little series they're doing. Only like 3 episodes.
How much do you think they pay him to act like that?
Nothing, because I reckon that's how he is.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, you're so angry at me so much. I can't do nothing about it. Anyway, yeah, An Idiot Abroad 3.
Yeah.
It's back on November 30th. Yeah. And Carl goes on
a... Oh, wait, we're running out of time. Carry on, next bit.
Carl Pilkington goes on his little travels, but this time with Warwick Davis.
Oh, yes.
I want to say dwarf actor, but I don't know if that's the right term for them.
I think that's what we agreed on last time.
Oh my God, sorry, that sounded so bad. Yeah. But you're not interested in that, so I'm just going to move on.
Nope.
What else have I got? Music?
Go on then.
You got nothing to add to any of this?
I've got a new band I started listening to.
Who?
They're called Adelita's Way, Adelitas, if you're wondering.
Nope, I wasn't.
And they got 2 albums out. They're based in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And they are actually amazing. Keep listening to them.
What do they sound like? Is it rock?
They're kind of rock, but they've got loads of like... They've got like more gentle songs as well. They sound a bit like Daughtry, if you've ever listened to Daughtry. Chris Daughtry.
Yeah, you've maybe listened to them.
He sounds a bit like them. Got a couple of heart throbs for the girls.
Oh, how nice.
And then a couple of good ones for the guys. But, if you like rock and stuff like that, then check them out, because they're amazing. Can't stop listening to them.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and I've also got 2 other songs that I need to show you as well.
What?
I've been showing them at work. One's called I'm Sexy and I'm Homeless, which is an FAO cover, yeah. Parody. And then that Nicki Minaj, you know, that spaceships...
Starships.
Are meant to hit the auto-tune. Fly! And then someone's doing a parody on that, but about wanting to fuck cats.
Charming.
I'll have to show you afterwards. I think you'll actually like it.
That's lovely.
It's the weirdest looking guy I've ever seen, just pulsating a cat on green screen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you're in for a treat afterwards.
okay, well, I'm just going to jump into a new album I've been listening to. Well, I've only listened to like 3 tracks. I can't be bothered to listen to the rest. But Christina Aguilera.
How fat is she looking at the moment?
I know, she's looking very chubby.
I was watching her in Burlesque earlier. She looked hot, and that wasn't that long ago.
Wait, you watched Burlesque?
Anything with women's legs out.
That is a good film.
I know.
Oh my god. Wow. Love that
it
film.
It has Julian Huff in it as well.
Is that?
The main woman in Rock of Ages.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was me just itching.
Yeah, right. Yeah, her new album. That's right.
You only got 3 episodes. Three episodes? You only got 3 tracks in.
Well, I didn't listen to tracks in. It just popped up when I was listening to it. I was like, oh yeah, I got this album on my iPod.
What has she done to herself?
I don't know her. Can't ask her, mate.
But she actually looked a bit...
She's just chubby. Let her have a chubby phase and she'll get fit again.
Right. She better do. I'll hold it against you.
Okay, yeah. Well, she's got a new album out. Yeah, it's alright. I wouldn't buy it. Well, I didn't. I downloaded it. Okay. EMAs.
What's that?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I can't actually remember what EMA stands for. EMA.
Music Awards.
I'm going to say European Music Awards, but it could be wrong.
No, because I thought it was set in America, wasn't it?
It is.
Yeah, so I don't think it'll be European, would it? Let's get this
one. Shut up! Okay, the EMAs.
Entertainment? Yeah. Because it's like wrestling, because wrestling's fake, so they had to change it to entertainment.
Okay, Entertainment Music Awards. They happen the other night.
Or is it electronic musically
auto-tuned? Yeah, yeah, good one. bit of a crap year this year compared to last year.
Where's there more pop?
Well, it's mostly all the same winners, and then well, it is all pop. That's what it is in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all you losers that are buying Call of Duty, if you want to stop buying pop as well, and then stop that from existing, we'll be on the same track. All right, cheers, bye.
Mostly all the same winners. Tyler Swift.
Tyler Swift.
Taylor. What is it? Taylor.
Taylor.
Who cares? Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, One Direction. They all won about 4 awards each.
You know that you're beautiful.
And no one else had a chance, so. Bit of a shit year. And Lady Gaga didn't win. I was fucked off.
Because she's a cunt.
Amazing.
Cunt.
You can't say that on the podcast?
I just did.
Okay.
Might not actually get approved by iTunes, but.
Oh well. Fuck them.
You know there's some guy that has to listen to this.
Oh well, love you. Please put this one up.
Yeah.
You got anything to talk about, or am I just going off my list again? Come on, you must have something. You had some stuff on the top of your head.
I had those games.
What was that thing you were going to tell me or ask me and bring up in the podcast, and you're like, oh no, wait till we're in the podcast.
Was I?
Oh. Great.
I know we were going to talk about where we're going.
Where we going? We got somewhere.
I don't know, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Where are we going?
What do you mean, where are we going?
Nibblestain Productions.
Oh, yeah, you just... Okay, yeah, we'll go off our media talk and go talk about us for a bit.
Well, considering we're a media...
Right. Sorry, that was me making a queer voice.
Yep.
Noise. I have a queer voice, that was a queer noise.
Someone asked me about your queer voice.
Who?
Someone at work.
What do you want? What do you want to know, listener? What's wrong with...
Why have you got a queer voice?
Because I'm gay.
You'll have to ask Scott.
Because I'm gay, I can't help it.
He's gay.
Sorry.
Takes it up the chuff. Oh,
not on the podcast, Jesus. So no, I don't, actually. So.
Takes it in the japthorn.
What, do you want to know why I had a gay voice?
Yeah.
I want to get into this now. Who is he? Give his name and address. Yeah.
He doesn't want a bit. It's not Macaulay.
I don't want him, so he's alright. Okay.
Plus the way you fold clothes got me bothered and hot. Is that one.
Right, okay, that was a little bit for Smith. Losers who work at Debenhams, was it there?
No, it's for you.
Okay.
The way you do podcasts get me bothered and hot.
Anyway, what about Nibbles and Stain Productions?
I don't know.
Where are we?
Where are we going?
We don't know where we're going.
We're so busy.
Well, you're so busy. I've had a week off this week doing fuck all.
Ben, who's also working with us on Infinity Films. Infinity Films.
Yes, he asked me the other day about what we're doing. I was like, don't know.
We were going to make films someday. So bear with that YouTube channel, because stuff is coming. But
fingers crossed.
And we've also... You might ask yourself, why would we cancel the videos? Why can't we just carry on doing the videos and then make this as well? try making some videos in the
Yeah, you try making some videos on Mike's laptop.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, try about that.
And Mike's camera. And my camera.
Yeah, but we've upgraded now.
And audio equipment. We've got DSLR. It's all shit.
It's not shit.
It takes so long.
It takes some ages, yeah. Got my new computer coming. You're excited about this, aren't you?
Not really, because you only told me about it once.
Because it means we can just be like, video, exported.
Right.
Adobe, click it, it's up.
Well, but that's what we're hoping for.
No, honestly.
We're hoping for
the
this.
The term supercomputer.
What is it?
It's it. Custom built.
Oh, you bought a custom built one?
Yeah.
You sad bastard. Just buy one from a shop.
I was going to, and then I was like, is this really worth 700 quid? And they were like, no.
They said that to your face.
At PC World, they're like, just go and build one. And it's like,
so, well, so you paid someone to build one?
Well, I'm paying for the parts and shit, yeah. And then
how much is that? Oh god.
Not for the podcast, no.
Whisper it to me.
And then
no.
And then
what? Wait.
Wait a minute. Wait, don't have to write down.
Oh my god, you got ripped off.
And then, so my laptop's got 4 gigs of RAM.
What was that, 4 digits?
4 gigs, which is like the random access memory.
Ah.
So basically when I open up Adobe, it takes up 3.8 RAM, which is why everything else stops working. When your computer, 64 gigs of RAM.
Oh my god, just come.
I know, so
I couldn't care.
And then my laptop's got a duo processor, it's got a 6-core processor, i7. So it's literally going to be like, done. Hard drive bigger than my external hard drive.
Well, that's going to be really annoying for you, isn't it, if we don't do any videos after you just bought this?
Well, I will. Me and Ben will take...
You can't just take Infinity Films, mate. I'm part of it.
You're not. You're just part of the name.
You got to buy it if you want it.
Right.
I'm going to copyright it before you get hold of it.
I think Infinity Films has got a £70 stake on it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think the lighting kit is the shares. I used the lighting kit the other day.
Because Ben still hasn't paid you, has he?
No. So currently, I'm actually 2/3 owner of Infinity Films, so I can kick you out. Anyway.
Well, seeing as you forced me to buy this lighting kit, I don't think so.
Yeah. I used it. It looks amazing. I'm not even joking.
What did you use it on?
My professional practice. I'll show you the clips after. It actually looks really good. I used the soft shaded lights.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
Well, so, hopefully we'll get making something soon.
Yeah, well, now I'm cutting down my hours. Bam. We're on it.
Well, I can't do anything now because Christmas is coming.
Is it? Does that mean you're staying indoors?
Christmas is coming and Sainsbury's is manic. I can't really. I'm just joking.
So anyway, we're going off topic again.
Okay, should we go back to it?
Go on then.
Okay. We're going to go back to film.
Okay.
Right. Go back to film. Upcoming films for the next few weeks. I'm going to save the worst till last so we can just miss it. Actually, no, wait, they're all crap.
Mm-hmm.
They're all crap. Angela, go Ryan. Twilight, Breaking Dawn, Part 2.
Is this the last one now?
Yes.
Thank God.
I thought, I'm not being funny, I saw an advert the other day, and I was like, is this not finished yet? I actually thought it had already been over.
Yeah, I thought it had finished like 4 years ago.
So we got this final
ago.
Thing to do, because they're dragging it out.
Mm.
And it's gone forever.
How many has it been there?
How many films?
Mm. 5. So not 6 then?
No. Why would it be 6?
Don't know. Well, that's usually the length of dragging something out.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I just got that because you're a bastard. Yeah, that's out on the 19th. I will not be seeing that. Next, we've got... I think it's... Gambit?
Yeah.
Okay. Gambit, starring Colin Farrell. Cameron Diaz, it looks shit. Next film, we have...
Colin Farrell?
Oh my god, wait, Colin Fur. No, wait, what was his name? Colin who?
I don't know.
The British actor.
Colin Firth. Yeah.
It is Colin Firth.
Yeah.
And I say Colin Farrell when it should have been...
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Is that who you actually meant?
No.
Who did you actually mean?
Colin.
Colin Firth.
Colin Firth is in it with Cameron Diaz. And Alan
Rickman. Oh, this is the one where she's the country...
Cowgirl.
Yeah, it looked awful.
I don't know,
and she went on Graham Norton to promote that, and I was like, you didn't just take that on to Graham Norton.
I can't believe she was in it.
Because she's getting a bit washed up now.
We also have Silver Linings Playbook. That's got Jennifer...
Aniston?
No.
Edison?
No.
Lopez?
No. Jennifer from The Hunger Games.
Say it.
Lawrenson, but I don't think that's right.
There you go. That's it. Jennifer Lawrenson,
apparently. Aaron Bradley Cooper in it. I'm not sure what it's about.
Is this the guy that dancing apparently got something. Most handsome man on the planet?
No, that's Channing Tatum.
Did he win it?
He got sexiest man on alive. Whew, God. Don't, I'll get all red and flustered. Your face!
Do you know who gets me all red and flustered?
I don't care.
Macaulay.
Channing Tatum. You sexy man alive. Anyway.
Do you know who I think should get sexiest man alive?
Who?
Stain.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Anyway, we're going to another shit film.
I know you were thinking it as well, so I thought...
Yeah, of course I was.
Yeah.
I don't know how this got a sequel, because the first one looked crap. Nativity 2.
Is that about Jesus?
Yeah, it's about a school nativity play. And this year, David Tennant's let himself go and starred in it.
Yeah.
Right, just drink from the drink while we're recording. Instead of you sat there trying to open it I'm like a knob. All right.
Give that a go. Although I've loosened it now.
Excuse me? Okay, go.
Yeah, no, I loosened it.
Oh, fuck off, did you? Right. Nativity 2.
Yeah, looks what happens shit. This time?
I don't know. Never school play. Looks crap.
No, what was Nativity 1 then?
A school play. Right, put the bottle down. That hurt my hand. That really hurt my hand, actually. So I put everything into opening that bowl.
Shouldn't do it so quick.
Wink. But one film I am looking forward to over the next few weeks is End of Watch, starring...
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal
and... what's his name?
The actor that you know but don't know his name.
I do know it.
What is it?
It's...
Wow. I thought you knew it.
We found it out last week. I keep saying last week, I mean last episode.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah, we know him.
Right, you look him up.
I'm not looking him up. I'm trying to remember in my head.
Shall I talk about the film?
Yeah, go on. Talk about the film. Okay. I'm trying to... My mind's just like seeking 128 gigabytes.
I'm not sure what the film is about, but it's obviously following two police officers. You got it?
No, I'm still trying to think what it is. But anyway, carry on.
Such a liar. You're looking at your iPod.
I've got an iPod. I do, actually.
It's about two cops, and I think they go a bit rogue and have to do something and sort their lives out. And I think it's all done in found footage as well.
Apparently.
Which has become a bit of a trend.
Yeah, we never knew Jake Gyllenhaal was once a cop.
Once a cop?
And if it's found footage, then surely it's footage that's already happened.
Anyway. That's the only film I'll be seeing over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that. That's just quite good.
Good for you.
Do you actually want to go and watch a film together for once, or...?
When? It's out on the 23rd.
Yeah?
23rd November, people. Go watch it.
Yeah. Because the last film we actually watched, like we said, was Iron Man 2.
Oh my God, that was like 2 years ago.
And that was shit.
That was good. Okay, well, my last thing I've got is film news before I go into releases. Alright? film news... I love this part for some reason because you never know any of this until I say it. Stan Lee, you know who that is, don't you?
Oh, isn't that yes?
Stan Lee.
Oh, I've just realised his name's Michael Penner.
I knew you were gonna fucking bring it up randomly, not even in the conversation.
The guy in End of Watch, by the way.
So it's Jake Gyllenhaal and
Michael Penner.
Michael Penner,
I think.
He is very well known, but he's one of the faces you don't remember.
Yeah, Michael Penner. He was in The Shooter. He was the guy trying to help out Mark Wahlberg.
You always say that, but I've only seen that film once.
Have you only seen that film once? It's amazing.
Nah. Sold my copy. I think he was in the World Trade Center as well. Come on, what else has he been
in? I think he might have been in Battle Los Angeles. And
Oh, that film was a bit crap.
I think he might have been in World Trade Center, yeah. And yeah, he's been in a load of shit. Right, anyway, carry on. Stan Lee.
Yeah. Film news from the last 2 weeks. Shut up! Stan Lee has confirmed there's going to be a Doctor Strange film.
He's got AIDS.
He's also mentioned Black Panther and the Inhumans getting their own films. And he said this, and I quote, all the heroes will eventually be made into films. So everything he created, didn't he? Okay. Everything he's created is going to get made into a film. Yeah. Right? You don't look too bothered even though you like superhero films.
No, I don't.
Well, you love Iron Man.
No, I don't. When I just clearly said Iron Man 2 was shit.
Why did you say... Hey? What did we go see at the cinema then for?
I don't know.
What?
You were just like, oh, Iron Man 2's on, mate. Should we go watch it?
See, like, wait.
But even though we're sitting at the back, let's keep our hands to ourselves, all right?
So you don't like superhero films? Do you like any film?
Not really.
No. Okay. Not really. Move on.
Legend of the Guardian. That was a quality film.
What, were the owls?
Yeah.
The Owls of Ga'Hoole.
Yeah.
That is a quality
I just saw an owl behind you, so I thought, yeah, I'd mention it.
Where? Oh, yeah. The Owls of Ga'Hoole.
Yeah.
Anyway. The Star Wars sequel trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
Directors that are not interested. Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
And J.J. Abrams.
I wouldn't have thought Spielberg would do it.
Well, I didn't think either of them would be up for it.
Yeah.
I don't even know who done the others.
George Lucas.
Well, he directed all six.
I don't know. I'm just making that up. I think he did.
Okay. Anyway. Move on from Star Wars, because it's crap. Probably going to get hate from the listeners for that. Transformers 4.
No, the original Star Wars was amazing.
Never seen
them.
Transformers 4. Mark Wahlberg is in. He's confirmed to star in the film.
Transformers, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be
set... Has it got fucking Shia LaBeouf?
No, it's set years after the third.
Yeah, George Lucas. I was right.
Great. Also have a film, Hercules. Like the classic Hercules that everyone knows. It's being made into a darker version of what people know. But it stars someone that you like. Dwayne Johnson.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, legend.
So, yeah. Should be good if he's in it.
Fast 5 should be out soon as well.
Fast 5's already out, mate.
Fast 6.
Yeah, no. Next year.
I'll wait for that film.
Also, I don't know if you've ever seen Top Gun.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Top Gun 2.
Tom Cruise?
It's apparently... Well, do you not know what's happening?
Was he in it, though?
Well, he was going to be.
Yeah, that's what I heard he was talking about.
But apparently it's all fallen apart.
Yeah.
Because, especially with the death of, the suicide of Tony Scott. He directed the original. Why are you looking at me like you never even knew Tony Scott committed suicide? Did you not know Tony Scott committed suicide?
No.
Oh my God, okay.
When was that?
Months ago.
Don't know.
See, now
you've been hard working.
Now you've got me thinking, what did he direct? But I can't actually remember.
Don't know, carry on.
Oh yeah, he was going to be part of that. But yeah, it's all falling apart now.
Have a minute's silence?
Since his suicide? No, because we'll lose listeners.
Pause it for a minute.
We love you, Tony Scott. But I like your brother better.
Who's that?
Ridley Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Dickhead!
Fucking hell.
Come on,
what is with me tonight? Oh, who's Tony Scott's brother, mate?
Right, anyway. More film news. Expendables 3. Nicolas Cage is confirmed to star. Your hand over the face shows you're not interested.
I haven't seen the second one yet.
It's alright. We'll go on to Bond. Even though Skyfall's just come out, they're already talking about the next one. Website Deadline reported it was going to be a two-parter.
Why? First,
no, wait, I haven't finished. First for a Bond film, but then Daniel Craig confirmed it wasn't true, and I quote, he said it was a load of crap.
Good.
So, yeah. Good. Don't want it in two-parter. Last bit of film news. Do you like Splinter Cell?
They're not ruining it, are they? No, they've already ruined it.
Tom Hardy is going to start in the lead at Splinter Cell. Apparently.
Sam Fisher, you mean?
Well, the lead. I don't know. We don't play the crap game.
It
looks alright.
They used to be so good, and then the last two are just... I don't know what they've done to it. I used to love that game, and now I've lost all respect.
Terrible. But yeah, I can't wait for him to star in that. Don't know if it'd be any good or not.
Doubt it, just like every other video game movie.
Is there anything else you would like to talk about?
I took Medal of Honor back, like I said, and I got...
Well, you never said you were going to take it back.
Yeah, I did, because I never opened it.
I suggested taking it back.
All right, well, then I got What did I get, Scott?
Well, your money back, hopefully.
No, I got some other games before it, and I can't remember what they were.
Did they offer you a full refund, though?
Yeah, because it wasn't open. Oh, okay. Assassin's Creed... Free.
I've never seen you play an Assassin's Creed game, but yet you own all three.
Wait, where is it? Is that it over there? What's it called? Assassin's Creed Liberation?
Yeah.
Liberation. On the Vita. Actually, it's alright, considering it's on a handheld.
Can I just stop you?
Yeah.
You own, like, all five?
No, I don't. I own all
one,
the way
two,
up.
Three, and Revelation.
No, I don't. I own 1, 2, and then I own the two part... No, and then I own Brotherhood, which is the first spin-off of 2.
Yeah.
I still need to get Revelations and 3.
You said you had 3.
No, that's 3.
That's the spin-off from 3.
Yeah, for the Vita only.
Okay.
Brotherhood is the third one, but it's the second part of the second one.
Well, saying that, I've never seen you ever play them.
Well, I've completed all of them except Brotherhood, which I started, like, last week.
Never seen you play them.
And I was playing that. It's actually quite good on the Vita. It feels good. So if you're ever thinking about getting it, I'd suggest it if you like Assassin's Creed games, because it feels just like an Assassin's Creed game.
I thought you were talking to me for a sec, but you're talking to them, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm talking to them. But I thought I'd look at you because...
Because I'm not getting Assassin's Creed, because it's shit.
You never played it?
I have.
Which one?
First one.
Yeah, first one was a bit boring.
Well, there you go then. First one's great.
And then I also got Street Fighter Cross Tekken, and then that I've actually been playing quite a lot. It's actually really good. And on the Vita version, you get all the unlockable and DLC that came out on the PS3. You get it straight with the game.
Oh my god!
And then it's got cross play, so you can play people on the PS3. Although every time I did, I got dicked because they got more buttons, so they can just like come out with more shit quicker.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah,
excuses.
That's good. All right, I'm beating everyone else on the Vita, and then.
How many games did you buy?
Just them.
How much were they? £20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I had loads on my game card, and then I got Halo. Have you seen the limited edition?
No, I haven't. Get it down.
Is it there? Excuse the muffling.
No, we'll look at it after.
Alright.
But that is something that annoys me with you.
What?
You're like, oh, Halo shit! I'm gonna go buy the limited edition.
Yeah, just like
why? Just buy the regular edition!
It comes with all the map packs, which you're gonna buy anyway.
I've already got the season pass for that.
Right, so you just paid the same amount as the legendary limited edition.
I don't care.
You basically just bought a limited edition.
Well, not really, because you probably have like an art book with that or something.
I don't give a toss about that. I just got it for the maps, which is the same price as what you just spent.
So why don't you just buy the game and then buy them online like every other?
But why does that annoy you? I've now just got it all in one
code. You buy every game, even if you never play it, and it's like half of them are still wraps, and you just buy games. It annoys me. I don't know why, but you just buy tons of games.
I'm actually gonna start trading them in or selling them because I need to get some money back.
Right, if you want to see how many games Mike has, I'm going to actually post a picture on Twitter after this. So go to our Twitter account, @NibblesAndStay, and I'm going to post a picture. Because they're just lying on the floor under the radiator, and they're also just stacked up on your bimming dresser.
There's at least 70 Xbox games.
And I bet there's about 60 of them unwrapped. Yeah. Wrapped.
And then about 30 PS3 games. There you go, don't need to take a picture now, I've just told them.
No, I'm going to take a picture, just to show them.
So, But yeah, is that where we're going to end off?
No.
Oh, God.
I've got releases for this
week. You're boring
week.
Me, Scott.
Am I?
No, I'm joking, okay. Karen.
Sorry. Hey, releases for the next 2 weeks. Yeah, ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay.
Your best shot.
I can mix up a little this week. I'm going to go straight to music first. Music releases for the next 2 weeks are on the 19th of November, Little Mix, DNA, Rihanna,
Unauto-tuned. Where is it? Unapologetic.
Right, yeah. Rihanna, Unapologetic. Example, The Evolution of Man, Lady Amberlem? Yeah, I'm dyslexic, listeners, all right. Not very good at reading.
Antebellum?
There we go, Lady Antebellum.
Antebellum.
On a Winter's Night, Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday, Roman Reigns.
Is that another actress just dishing out auto-tune songs every 5 minutes? Yeah.
And then on the 22nd of November, we have McFly, The Best Of, Ollie Murs, Right Place, Right Time, Girls Aloud, 10, which is their greatest hits,
Right
Alicia
Place,
Keys,
Right Time,
Girl
game.
On Fire, Stooshy's debut album, Stooshy, I think it's Stooshy, that's how I'm saying it, and Talisa, The Female Boss. all out on the 22nd of November.
And I'm going to be listening to none of
them. I'm going to be listening to a few of them. Okay, we go...
I've got nothing else
you
to
look
add.
So, you, I know, you just, your face is so blank, because I know none of that's your music, but I can never find your music where I look, so...
You're looking on pop.com.
No, I'm looking on amazon.com, actually. Anyway, DVD releases for the next 2 weeks. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's a long list, again. On the 19th of November, we got The Lorax, or The Lorax. I cannot wait to buy that film. You're not interested?
Because you said it in the last episode. You need to narrow it down to like just ones that you're going to say once that will cover the 2 weeks that we're off.
I didn't say that last week.
You did. Last you definitely episode. Did.
Just going to look through my notes here to... Oh, yeah! Oh, well, that was the wrong release date. It wasn't out last week. It's out this week.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
My bad there. Anyway, yeah, The Lorax, After Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I watched that at the cinema last year.
Your face just lit up then.
I know. Because you love Christmas. Last year.
Great. Box sets, Red Dwarf 10.
Oh, yeah. You said that last time.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. Right. Sorry if anything's getting
repeated. Because I said, I thought it was still going on. You're like, yeah, it finishes just before the DVD comes out.
Right. Sorry. I need to sort my list out for the next episode then, apparently. We also have the Thick of It, Series 4, Revenge, Series 1, DCI Bank, Series 2, Bear Grylls, Born Survivor, Season 6.
Oh, legend.
Malcolm in the Middle, Season 2. Reverend...
What?
Rev, Season...
Malcolm in the Middle, Season 2?
Yeah. They're not releasing DVD over here yet.
Have they not?
No.
How often are they coming out? Every year?
I don't know. They're probably going to do it quite often. Because they do if it's never been released.
I'll have to get that. I used to love Malcolm in the Middle.
Rev, Series 2. And then we also have a re-release. Blade Runner, 30th Anniversary.
Yeah, you might have said that last time.
No, I said something else last time. Oh, not. There's no way I'll repeat myself that much. I'm gonna look. No, I didn't say that last week. You're lying.
I'm just saying it, lying.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a knob then. 22nd of November releases. We have Disney Pixar's Brave, Ted, The Amazing Spider-Man, Magic Mike.
I want to watch The Amazing Spider-Man. When's it out?
You not seen it?
No, because some...
Oh, it's brilliant.
Some prick decides to go and watch films with other people now, so... Sorry. Didn't get to see
it. Well, we can see Spider-Man 2, yeah?
If this one's good.
I'll see you there in 2014. It's amazing.
Well, I won't, so I won't be living here by then.
What, you moving out of the UK?
Yep.
Where?
Somewhere where you're not.
Anyway.
I'm joking.
We also have... Al Murray, live on DVD.
Oh, that's going to be a blast.
Yep. box sets, Criminal Minds, Season 7, Merlin, Series 5, Volume 1, Very Important People, Season 1, Monroe, Series 2, which literally just got cancelled by ITV, Switch, Series 1, and Hunted, Season 1.
Is that it?
You got... I know, it's not much, is there?
You just said the list was huge.
Well, it is. It looks it. But I love how you gasped on Merlin. Don't know why, because it's shit.
You don't watch it?
Don't need to, because it's crap.
Don't watch it? You watch Misfits, but you don't watch Merlin.
last on my list. Yeah?
Yep.
Game releases.
Okay.
Come on. You have to get involved in this one.
Alright.
On the 16th of November, we have The Sims 3 Seasons on PC.
Sonic. When's that out?
The 16th of November.
Okay.
Why?
Because Kelly was like, oh, I pre-ordered it, it still hasn't come here.
That's why.
She thinks it's the 13th.
No, Kelly, it's the 16th, dear. You should be listening to these podcasts to get your information.
Well, we haven't mentioned it before.
Shut up. we also have Sonic and Sega Racing Transformed.
That's is this all... the game that we played?
It's a different version. It's like a upgraded version. That's on all platforms. We also have Wonder Book, Book of Spells by J.K. Rowling on the PS3.
Three, yeah.
You use the...
That's the Move, isn't it?
Yeah, you use the Move device and the to look for a book. Also have F1 Racing Stars on all platforms.
The demo was out. I was going to download it, but I haven't...
Which is all animated, I think.
Yeah.
And then midweek, we have... On the 20th, we have Hitman Absolution.
Are you getting that?
Nope. On the PS...
I like Hitman games, not gonna lie.
Really?
It takes a lot of skill.
Well, I haven't got none. Now, I've played... What ones have I played? I think I've played a few, but...
I'm probably... what was the last one? Blood Money. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm definitely going to... That's probably going to go on the old birthday list.
Probably going to go in the pile of Xbox games. And then on the 23rd of November, we've got Lego Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes. I'm getting that. I'm getting that.
Are you serious? I'm getting that. Why?
Because I love Lord of the Rings, and Lego's just going to make it for
me. Never seen it. Yes, listeners, you heard, but I've never watched the Lord of the Rings, and I never plan to. Also, on the 23rd of November, we have Assassin's Creed 3 on the PC. Before you answer there.
I might go to PC.
What, for Assassin's Creed 3?
No, for real.
Oh, just general. No, you say that all the time. You're like, oh, I'm going to go off the Xbox. You're on like an hour later.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. I'm on about
1 hour a fortnight lately.
You still come back to it. You're like, oh, I'm not going to play Xbox ever again.
I don't know why I do. I literally don't know why I do.
It's because everyone else does. And you know that's the only place you'll play with people.
I don't even play with people. I just talk to people on the dashboard.
Also, out on the 23rd, we have PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale. Which is on the PlayStation 3 and the Vita. Mm-hmm. We also have Family Guy Back to the Multiverse.
Like I said before, if you buy it on the PS3, you get on the Vita for free. All Stars.
Well, if you buy it on the PS3, they give you the Vita version for free?
Yeah.
You mentioned that, didn't you, before? Yeah. Oh, okay. That's cool. Disney Epic Mickey 2 on all platforms.
That looks bollocks.
Yep. And we also have DreamWorks' Rise of the Guardians on all platforms. Which is based on the film that's out in about a week or two. Or three. Because it's not on my list. So it can't be out yet.
Is that it? That's, yeah.
That is everything on my list.
Yeah, my list's run dry as well.
You had nothing on your list because you didn't have one. Is there anything you want to add?
don't look at the time and I already have, face.
It's long. Okay.
What is it?
I'm not telling you.
Is it an hour and 10?
It's an hour and 1.
Okay. Well, we should probably wrap it up.
Yeah, we've gone over our normal time of an hour.
Because we want to try and at least get 8 episodes on iTunes at once. So,
Well, we'll be able to get more on now.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we will.
You can't use that as an RSS feed. You can use that as an RSS feed to
what
iTunes.
What do you think I'm doing it for?
I thought it was just to store all our podcasts. No. So we can literally have all our episodes on...
Yes, and you get an RSS feed.
Samtree, I'm going to find you. And I'm going to lay one on your chops.
I guess they lay one on your chest then. I was like, geez.
Cheers, Sam.
Right. That's it. Are we done?
So, yeah, like we say before, follow us on
Twitter.
Nibbles and Stain.
At Nibbles and Stain.
And then don't bother following me because I still haven't tweeted since the first episode.
What is your Twitter anyway? Just say it.
The Real M. Lydiat. What's yours?
At Mr. Scott Morgan. Follow me if
you don't do it.
See, basically, you just follow me for mine and Mike's tweets because Mike, you don't tweet, and I tweet crap constantly. So I'm kind of making up for your loss.
Now watching Misfits Series 4 Episode 2.
Yeah, I do all that shit. So follow me for absolute crap.
Yeah, but follow Nibbles and Stain to find out more about
us,
the podcast, get pictures, behind the scenes.
Yeah,
and then check out our website. But obviously, we don't have one yet.
Check out, like us on Facebook as well.
Yeah, and then the website will be on that.
When it's ready.
We'll have more news about Infinity Films.
Will we?
Next week.
Oh god, alright.
I say next week, I mean next episode.
Okay. Right, we're gonna go, aren't we?
We are gonna go because I need a dump.
Charming.
And your chest's got dump here written all over it, so... it's a fun night in store.
You're disgusting.
Any last words?
No.
Is it true your nickname's Krispy Kreme?
Sorry?
That's what I thought. Night, guys.